KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have clear skies, 59 degrees in Atlantic, and we look forward to be partly to mostly sunny today with a high of 86. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. In local news, the Cass County Fair officially ends its seven-day run today with a livestock sale that gets underway at 8 a.m. Yesterday, following the beef show, the Grand and Reserve Champion Market steers and heifers were chosen. The honors went to McKenna Potter of the Griswold Clubsters 4-H Club, who displayed the Grand Champion 4-H Market heifer, which weighed in at 1,246 pounds. McKenna is the daughter of Brent and Amy Potter. Caroline Pellet with the Pimosa 4-H Club exhibited the Reserve Grand Champion Market heifer, which weighed in at 1,242 pounds. She's the daughter of Brad and Christy Pellet. The Grand Champion Market steer was shown by Aaron Sewer with the Pimosa 4-H Club. His steer weighed in at 1,398 pounds. Aaron is the son of Kelly Kappel and Rod Sewer. McKenna Potter showed the Reserve Grand Champion Market steer, which weighed in at 1,234 pounds. The Grand Champion FFA Market steer was shown by Nate Mullen with the Atlantic FFA. His animal weighed 1,423 pounds. Connor Pellet with the Atlantic FFA displayed the Reserve FFA Market steer, which weighed in at 1,271 pounds. The Grand Champion FFA Market heifer was exhibited by Lane Thompson with the CAM FFA. His animal weighed 1,257 pounds. Connor and Claire Pellet finished first and second, respectively, in the carcass division. Connor's animal began at 668 pounds and ended up weighing 1,520 pounds for an average daily weight of gain of 4.02 pounds, while Claire's animal started out at 678 pounds and finished up at 1,516 pounds for an average daily weight of gain of just under 4 pounds at 3.95. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, two truck drivers were injured during an accident Monday morning on westbound Interstate 80 in Pottawatomie County. The State Patrol says a semi driven by 62-year-old Larry Swanson of East Peoria, Illinois, was merging onto I-80 from the shoulder of the road at around 10:10 a.m. when the 2017 Peterbilt he was driving came into contact with a 2016 Kenworth driven by 50-year-old Balwear Condola of Sacramento, California. Both men were wearing their seatbelts. The patrol says the men suffered minor injuries and were transported by Minden Rescue to Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs, where they were treated and released. The accident remains under investigation. The patrol says also an Ottawa man was injured during an accident in Monona County Monday afternoon. 86-year-old Neil Leapley was transported to Burgess Mercy Hospital after the scooter he was driving was hit by an SUV that had been driven by 61-year-old Joy All of Norfolk, Nebraska. The accident happened in Ottawa at around 12:50 p.m. Monday as the Jeep was traveling east on Iowa Highway 175 or Iowa Avenue. All had the green light on the four-lane road with two lanes in each direction. Leapley was cutting across Iowa Avenue traveling southbound. The traffic in the left lane was stopped due to a vehicle waiting to turn north onto 10th Street. Officials say Leapley was not using the crossing area and had cut between the two vehicles when he was struck. Police have charged a pickup driver with hitting and seriously injuring a Florida bicyclist who was camping after riding in Iowa. 55-year-old Danny Carden of Homer, Louisiana, was charged with serious injury by vehicle and leaving the scene of a serious injury accident after police were called to a campground in Shenandoah late Sunday evening. The state patrol says Carden's pickup struck a tent, dragging 67-year-old James Foley, who was inside. Foley, from Jacksonville, Florida, was flown to a hospital in Omaha. The injury followed the death of another rider Sunday morning on the first day of RAGBRAI. Carden was in the Fremont County Jail on Monday. In our funeral announcements, Reefa Stewart, age 99, of Fontenelle, died Thursday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Reefa Stewart will be today at 10 o'clock at the Avondale United Methodist Church in rural Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has the arrangements. Jan Davitt, age 74, of Harlan, died Friday in Omaha. A mass of Christian burial for Jan Davitt will be held today at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Jewel Lois Payton, age 89, of Harlan, died Thursday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. Graveside services for Jewel Payton will be today at 11 o'clock at Rose Hill Cemetery in Kirkman. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Max Harrington, age 85, of Atlantic, died Sunday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Graveside services for Max Harrington will be on Wednesday at 11 o'clock at the Atlantic Cemetery. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Ole Daniel Olson, age 90, of Harlan, died Friday at the Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. A massive Christian burial for Ole Olson will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Zoe Van Eaton, age 17, of Greenfield, died July 20th in Nashville, Tennessee. Funeral services for Zoe Van Eaton will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle, with a luncheon to follow at the church. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has the arrangements. Lotus Jeanette Paulson, age 85, of Avoca, died Friday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Lotus Paulson will be this Friday at 2 o'clock at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca, with Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca in charge of arrangements. And Daryl Bud Carlson, age 70, of Atlantic and formerly of Anita, died Friday at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. A gathering of family and friends of Daryl Bud Carlson will be held Saturday from 10 a.m. until noon at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.